to be lifted up, your greatness to be magnified. You're a mighty God. You're awesome, God. Father, we bless you, God. Hey, Baba, you're awesome. We welcome your presence, your power, your glory, your anointing, oh God. Let it fill our hearts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Etzengill, and this is my uncontrolled, very censored vlogcast, podcast. And also, don't forget, I have a blog at www.delaraetzengill.blog. I want to thank everybody who tunes into this podcast and also shares this podcast. A lot of you write in saying, how can I donate? How can I help? The way you can do that is to copy and paste the link to this URL. In fact, today's episode is very special. One of my most favorite people on this planet. I am honored to have her here today as my guest. Dr. Stella Emanuel will be here shortly. And I want to encourage you guys to kindly, as she is highly censored, I am highly censored. Please copy and paste the URL to this, share it on your social media platforms, and definitely send it to friends and send it to those that are able to receive the information. Also, I would like to thank everybody who visits DelaraEtzengill.blog. We are at over a million hits, 1,014,000, something like this, going up. So a thank you to everybody who does kindly enter their email address on the right side of the blog. Entering your email address will basically notify you of any posts or any updates. I am not somebody who has any advertisers or clickbait on my blog. It's free. The information is free here to share, and it will always remain free because none of us are free until all of us are indeed free. If you're looking for the latest podcast, the latest blog post, and much more, you can find all of this information on afistfuloftruth.com. Afistfuloftruth.com has the latest blogcast, podcast, and much more. And the podcast is available on Spotify, although this episode is going to be exclusively available on my blog at DelaraEtzengill.blog. And it'll also be available on Rumble, because if I post the whole thing here, trust me, if I post the entire episode, it's going to get taken down very quickly on the regular platforms such as Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and all the other ones that have, you know, your usual suspects that are constantly censoring us and taking away our First Amendment rights. Our right to free speech is threatened and under attack in America, as well as our right to all sorts of things guaranteed to us by the Constitution, because we the people right now are experiencing a time where we are holding this line and praying for America. And one of the most greatest and amazing prayer warriors today is indeed Dr. Stella Emanuel. I would like to tell you a little bit about her. I'm sure a lot of you already know her. She is a physician and MD, a successful physician with an active practice in Houston, as well as the founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. Dr. Stella devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere, to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and to learn strategies of warfare, spiritual warfare, to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. So I am very honored and I'm really excited because I just want to reach out through the screen and hug her. She's an amazing human being and I'm also a patient of hers. So the information to Dr. Stella's website, products, and services that we're going to be talking about today on this very special blogcast on A Fistful of Truth will be featured in the podcast description as well as in the blog article that I'm going to post in the next couple of days at DelaraEtzengill.blog. So you can find all this information on all the sites that I just named at the beginning of this podcast. So welcome to A Fistful of Truth, Dr. Stella Emanuel, my greatest honor. Well, welcome, Dr. Stella. Thank you for being here. And thank you to your lovely staff for coordinating this. I'm more than grateful to have you here today.
I am honored. The honor is all mine to be on your show today. I'm usually thankful to be given the opportunity to speak to the American people.
Well, you're doing an amazing job and you're a warrior. You are just a spearhead in this movement for a lot of us. You inspire a lot of us daily, including myself. I'm not just your patient, but I'm also a follower of all of your prayers, the fire that burns within you to help America, to save our humanity, because that's what it's about. I mean, I always say there's nothing left to do, but, you know, obviously do the necessary things we're going to talk about today, but to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. At where we are right now, there's a battle for the soul of humanity. There's a battle. If you can look, if everybody can just look back to the core of this battle and just see Satan at work, trying to destroy humanity, kill as many of us as possible, and then corrupt the rest and take over our world. If you see that as a core, you will understand the rest of the pieces. But as long as people think it's science or climate or politics or everything, then they don't see the core of the battle. But the core is the devil and his minions.
It is. The enemy is a deceiver.
Yes.
Many are being deceived. Let's talk about what you're doing medically. You are an MD and you have a lot of, you're an author, and we're going to go there too. We're going to share your site with people.
And, yes, I've written 13 books, and my latest book is Let America Live. But one of the books that I wrote is 10-Point Plan to Disciple America Back to God. And I wrote that book, I think, maybe 6-7 years ago, before all this craziness started. And if you text PRAY to 53445, PRAY to 53445, you'll get a link to my website where you can download a free copy of that book, 10-Point Plan to Disciple America Back to God. It has prayers for the nation, prayers for your personal revival. It also gives the root of the battle that we're facing, and just a call to prayer that we should pray, especially for the election that is coming up, because if we don't pray seriously, America as we know it is gone. And I mean, I know that people think that it's like gone already, but I do believe that God can still show us mercy if we pray, you know, and if God shows, it's only prayer right now that can help us. But we also want people to be prepared. I'm shouting this on the rooftop. America, hear me.